kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about the new Small Business Administrator, Linda McMahon, plus U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp on Rick Perry and Ryan Zinke, the paddlefish caviar market, the latest technology in the world of refineries, and how the energy industry is still donating to nonprofits like the Ronald McDonald House during low oil prices. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, who not jump over candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
So woke up this morning with something on my mind.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services.
So we've read some stories about the oil jobs coming back, energy companies hiring. You know, we saw North Dakota Job Service came out. Now, it's not that I don't trust North Dakota Job Service, but, you know, their job is to promote jobs in North Dakota. So we thought we'd go out and get an actual company who is hiring, and they're even having like a little hiring event. So we have Tiffany Steiner with us from MBI Energy Services, one of the premier employers in Western North Dakota and the region, actually. So talk to us a little bit about what you guys have coming up here for a little hiring fair.
You know, Jason, we're really excited to introduce our newest kind of travel center. We're doing a Meet MBI. We're going to go around to different locations and set up at travel centers, little gas stations. We're going to bring some people there. You know, we want people to know who we are. We want to meet the folks of the community and hopefully give them a better understanding of who MBI is. And hopefully, you know, we can get some interest in them and see if they're looking for a new career.
So it's kind of a meet and greet slashed in with a job fair a little bit. Are you guys, and it's at where again, the Pinnacle Travel Plazas? Did I write that down right?
Correct, yes. We'll be at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza next Wednesday, February 22nd. We will start in the morning at Stanley, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. At the same time, we'll be at Tioga from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m.
We're talking Wednesday the 22nd. You're going to be in Stanley and Tioga.
Correct. Yep. We will be there. Both Pinnacle Travel Centers, or I should say Pinnacle Travel Plaza. We'll have some MBI folks there introducing ourselves, as well as, you know, giving out a cup of coffee and maybe a little bite to eat on us. We would just love to meet the folks of these great communities and, you know, where we live and where we work and have locations.
So in addition to the meeting and greeting and shaking hands and answering any questions people might have for, you know, whatever question they might have, but are you guys hiring right now as a company?
Yes, we are hiring very much so. We're looking for drivers, operators, workover, and we have a different, you know, a couple other positions within our company. It's kind of a fun time to get back into things where we're hiring. You know, we're looking for rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, water and hot oil truck drivers, water transfer technicians. You know, we have great benefits, great pay, and we have a variety of work schedules that we're willing to work with each employee.
So these are jobs that will give people some health care and other things like that. You guys are offering the benefits, and obviously you mentioned great pay, so some decent starting salaries that can support a family?
Yes, very much so. MBI is definitely, you know, a family company, and that's how we like to stay.
Well, that's a good way to be a family company, is to allow people to have families. And so that works out pretty good. I imagine you got a website, phone number, that sort of thing. How can people get some more information on this? Or maybe they don't have time to get out to Stanley or Tioga on Wednesday the 22nd. And maybe they can send you an email or a resume. Is there somewhere online they can look at this too?
Yes, so we have all this information on all of our social medias. So check out MBI Energy Services on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, as well as go visit our website, mbienergyservices.com. Or if you'd like, you can give us a call at our headquarters. Our number is 701-575-8242. And if you press 5, you will reach Human Resources, and you should be able to, or you can talk to a recruiter.
Okay, let's recap one more time. We're talking Saturday the 22nd. I'm sorry, Wednesday the 20th. Oh, yeah, my days are all messed up. So let's recap one more time here. We're talking Wednesday the 22nd, Stanley and Tioga, and then I'll just kind of let you repeat it one more time with maybe some time of the days that you guys are going to be out at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas.
Yep, you have it correct. Wednesday, February 22nd, we're going to be in Stanley, North Dakota, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And in Tioga, we're going to be there the same day, Wednesday, February 22nd, from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m., as well as 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we have two different times in Tioga. Stop by, come say hello to us, and have a cup of coffee and a bite to eat on us.
I got to say one last thing. You guys are actually pretty serious if you're getting up and actually catering to the truck driver's time. I mean, you're not going around 9 to 5 like your time. You're getting out there at 6 o'clock in the morning when they're out beating the streets. So you guys are pretty serious about these hires.
You know, we're really excited to get out and meet the people that want to work for us and have a career at MBI. It's fun to see new faces and hopefully answer any questions people have about MBI and who we are, what we do, you know. We are a very large company, and it's fun to be a part of something like this.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And with the waves coming up and the rain coming down, and you think, baby, we're all going down. Just remember, darling, I built this boat to float.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
So won't you come and with me.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Softer sea, you and me, baby.
We approve Linda McMahon as the administrator of the Small Business Administration. She's certainly a successful entrepreneur and brings that background to the job. And this position is important because it's all about helping our small businesses. And small business is the backbone of our economy, not just in North Dakota, but across America.
three critical jobs for the state of North Dakota as it relates to our energy industry is the director of the Environmental Protection Agency, is the Secretary of Energy, and the Secretary of Interior. I intend to vote for all three Trump nominees to those positions. I think Congressman Zinke has a great background in Western issues coming from Montana. I think he understands tribal sovereignty, and I think he will do a good job over at Interior. As it relates to energy, again, Governor Perry comes from an energy state. He's the nominee. I think that where I might have selected someone different for the Department of Energy, I think that this is the president's choice and there's no disqualification. The Attorney General from Oklahoma, who is the nominee for EPA, has probably generated the most amount of concern. One of my major concerns with him was whether he would in fact abide by the law as it related to the renewable fuel standard. We had a long conversation about that. I think he understands that the law sets limits and it's his responsibility to comply with the law. I also believe that he will be someone who looks for legislative solutions on issues like waters in the United States. I think that's critically important if we're going to have lasting certainty for our energy companies and for our farmers. And so I intend and will support Scott Pruitt for EPA administrator.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.